I wish it were possible for us to see the wisdom of complete self-discipline, organizing our life, our thought, our capabilities, our deep potentialities, and resting. If you know, you will listen, and if you do not, you cannot hear. That is it. Now, my beloved, we come to the cleansing breath. Now, the picture. The cleansing breath is the sixth of the eight key breaths. Now, the posture, as you know, is exactly the same as the revitalizing breath. At the command position, arms are brought back behind the body, the right hand grasping the left hand, the left thumb over the right thumb, the hands are cupped, palms upward, the arms are straight, well away from the back of the body, the buttocks are locked, and the elbows are locked. Tension in the arms and hands correspond to the tension in the legs and feet. Now in this position we exhale, then we inhale. We lock the breath with a big sniff. And then, gently, without breaking the tension anywhere, we unlock. We bring the hands forward, the palms downward, up and around to the front, the arms being parallel to each other. Now, in each of the three swings up and around, the hands are brought back, touching momentarily before beginning the next swing. After completing the third swing, hands are brought to the sides in the posture of the revitalizing breath. We exhale vigorously, we take in a little breath, and then we relax entirely, coming right down as we prepare ourselves to listen to the voice in the affirmation that follows the breath. Now then, instantaneously, in full mastery, we stand, we turn to the left, using your eyes. Now, for sure, feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, buttocks, the body pulled upright, freedom in the neck, I stand as a god. Now, position. The right hand grips the left hand, the right thumb over the left thumb. Now be sure, straighten your arms, straighten them, so that they will lock at the elbow. Now, all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Splendid, keep it going. Breathe. Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. Watch. Unlock. We get ready. Swing number one. Swing number two. Swing number three. Arms at the sides. We exhale. And now we relax entirely, coming right down. And now I imagine a great heat at the base of my spine. I imagine that it's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up and out. And now I imagine a great light that comes from the flame, that comes from the fire, that gives the heat. It's coming up and out, up and out. I imagine a peacock feather of gold in my spine, up and out. It seems to strike upon the surface of the body, up and out. It seems to go beyond the body, up and out. And now I'm thinking of the top of my head. And I see my whole body to be full of light. The light of the divine wisdom that is in every living thing. And now, ever so tenderly, gently watching, I take a little breath and a long, deep, sweeping, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up as I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down quietly. That was very good indeed. I have no general criticism. Most of you are doing very well. Now then, my beloved, we're getting along. We're about to enter the seventh of the eight key breaths, the grand rejuvenation breath. Now, the posture is that of the revitalizing breath. And then at the command position, we place hands over the hips, thumbs locked over the hip bones, fingers over the abdomen, elbows well forward. Elbows well forward. Then we exhale, we inhale. Retaining our breath and standing erect, we bring the head down as far as possible, then back as far as possible, and we do this three times. Then we stand erect and we exhale completely, but we do not inhale. We then bend forward from the waist, pulling downward on the head, down as far as we can bend, then back as far as we can bend, doing this three times. And then we stand erect, we inhale gently, we slowly drop the hands and prepare ourselves for the affirmation. Now, causing two circles to be formed, half of you keep back against your chairs, half of you come forward to the center. We stand, we face the center. Very good. Come forward. That's good. Now, let us stand as we have a right to stand. Feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, snapped back, buttocks, the body, pull up. Now position. Feet together. First, now my beloved, the magic. First, the thought. I thank thee, Lord, for the breath of my life. Now, all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. Now drop the head. Now down, back. Down, back. Down, back. We stand erect. We exhale. We do not inhale. Now down, pulling on the head. Back. Now swinging down, back. Down, back. We stand erect. We inhale. And now we slowly drop the hands. Now this breath depends entirely upon your ability to relax. I am youth. I am youth. I am youth. And now I remember my second lesson. I see before me that picture of my idealized self. I see that luxuriant hair, those sparkling eyes, that beautiful, beautiful face unlined and happy, rounded neck, strong arms and hands. I thank thee, Lord, For the truth of my being, I am youth. Wondrous, radiant, glorious youth. Vibrant youth. Virile youth. Achieving youth. Full of courage, strength, power. I thought my body wore out and grew old, like an old pair of shoes. But now I know, as I stand in the presence, new cells are being made for me. I am being renewed. I sing, I shout, I rejoice. I sing the song of conquest. There is no age for me. No disease, no senility. No death. I am free. Free. Free from the ravages of time. Free from all negation of my own mind. And so, feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, slowly, as I take another little breath and a quick sigh, and I sit down younger. Now, my beloved, that is very wonderful. Hold it fast to your heart. Now, I am going to give you a mental picture of our spiritual breath. Now, my beloved, I don't think that anyone at first sight can see the whole length and breadth and depth and height of your own spiritual breath. That will come in time. Now, close your eyes, and I shall endeavor to give you a mental picture. As you know, your own spiritual breath is the eighth of our key breaths in the science of mental physics. It has one strongly differentiating characteristic, and that is, it is the only breath with your feet apart. Now put that right into your brain, into its own proper pigeonhole, so that you'll always have access to it. Don't forget it. Now, the posture is that of the revitalizing breath, except that we stand with the feet apart. Hands are over hips, as in the grand rejuvenation breath, elbows forward as far as possible. We then exhale vigorously. We inhale. We lock the breath. We retain it. Then we bend the body sideways to the right as far as possible, lifting the left heel off the floor, keeping the right leg straight and the knee snapped back. Then we reverse the position, bending the body to the left, lifting the left heel off the floor. Now then we, in a way, seesaw, if that's the word, we seesaw back and forth, to the right, to the left, three times on each side, pulling firmly on the head, not twisting the head, not twisting the spine in any degree. Then, when the three movements have been concluded, we stand erect, we exhale, we inhale gently. We slowly drop the arms and the hands, and then we relax to await that majestic affirmation. Then let us now rise, turn to the left, for your own spiritual breath. This is the only breath with the feet apart. Now position. First, the thought. I thank thee, Lord, for the breath of my life. Now, elbows forward. All together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Keep it going. Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. We follow the voice. To the right. To the left. To the right. To the left, to the right, to the left. We stand erect, we exhale. And now we slowly drop the hands, coming right down. Now, I'm feeling upward to the top of my head. I'm thinking joy, 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 joy. And now simultaneously we send it out. I embrace this class. I embrace all in mental physics, wherever they may be. I embrace the city. I embrace the state. And now I watch as I see those great waves of light rolling out. Growing of their own nature. I embrace the city. I embrace the country. I embrace the whole world. I embrace the whole human race. And now, with the light of the divine wisdom within me, with my love, with my joy, with my life, I embrace every living thing. And now I stand fast, lest the light be too great for me as it returns to me by that mystic fourfold law, not from the one point from which I sent it, but from all the points. It's coming back, back, nearer, nearer, nearer. And now it embraces me. It embosoms me. It overwhelms me. That light of the divine wisdom, that love, that joy, that life that comes to me from every living thing. So that I know my whole body. My whole body. This wide universe to be full of light, 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 the light of the divine wisdom that is in every living thing. And now I will charge every cell of my physical body with that light of the divine wisdom, that love, that joy, that life, that comes to me from every living thing. As feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, imagining that great golden, golden shower of light going out in all directions, the secret of the golden flower. Slowly and a long, deep, sweeping, sweeping sigh. And now I lock it up. I make it my own. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down quietly. Now, my beloved, let us again give thanks for a very wonderful class. Let us be still together.